It's time now for Energy Forum with David Turnbull. An interesting and informative discussion about energy. Let's join David and his knowledgeable guest as they discuss questions that concern us all. Energy Forum. And now, here's David.
My guest today is Bob Wilson, who's director of the Health and Safety Division at Ontario Hydro. What sort of work are you involved with, Bob?
We're primarily interested in the maintenance of a healthy and safe working population in Ontario Hydro. We also have an interest in public safety and the impact of Ontario Hydro operations on public safety.
So you would be concerned then with the health and safety of people who live, for example, on the perimeter of the Pickering Nuclear Station on Lake Ontario?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Do they receive a great amount of radiation because they happen to live close to that nuclear reactor?
No, not really. Everybody in the country is subjected to a natural background radiation. The natural background radiation is about, say, 100 units per year.
Mm-hmm.
If we take somebody at the Pickering, living near Pickering, not, say, exactly on the boundary, not someone living precisely on the boundary, but living in the nearest subdivision, they'll receive somewhat less than one additional unit per year.
So it's not much?
It's certainly not much. It's a small fraction of natural background.
How much additional radiation would you get from a chest X-ray?
That varies, but a large film chest X-ray will probably contribute about 20 millirem, or 20 units, as compared with the 100 units that one gets from natural background, and as compared with, say, the one unit you might get at for a year's exposure at the Pickering boundary.
What about a transatlantic flight? I know you'd get the cosmic rays being closer to the sun.
The cosmic radiation coming from outer space, which is contributing to natural background, gets attenuated or absorbed by the atmosphere. And the higher you go in the atmosphere, the more cosmic radiation you get. And if you went on a jet flight to Europe, you'd probably get an additional 5 units of radiation, the 5 millirem, with 100 again being the natural background.
So the amount of increased radiation you get then from living close to a nuclear station is minimal. It doesn't really matter.
Let's take somebody, suppose somebody moved from Toronto to live in Banff. If they lived a year in Toronto, they'd probably get a natural background radiation dose of about 100 units. If they move to Banff, it'll probably go up to about 140 units. 40 additional units simply by moving from Toronto to Banff.
How safe is it for the workers inside a nuclear power plant?
Working in a nuclear power station is one of the safest places to work in Ontario Hydro. We keep very accurate records of the injury rate, the fatality rate throughout Ontario Hydro.
And you've never had any fatalities from radiation.
We've never had any fatalities. The fatality rate in Ontario Hydro has been zero. We've had no fatalities from acute radiation effects or from accidents. In 50 million man-hours that we've racked up since the nuclear generation program started way back in the late 1950s.
That's certainly better than many other industries. I know the chemical industry, it's not so safe working in many chemical plants.
Well, the chemical industry is a pretty safe industry, but if one takes the average industry in Ontario, for the same number of man-hours, there probably would have been 3 or 4 deaths in the average industry in Ontario for the same number of man-hours worked. Now, these are deaths from traumatic injury. Now, in occupational health, you can't just consider the traumatic injuries or the injuries and fatalities resulting from accidents. You've also got to consider chronic effects. Now, in the radiation industry, we have a good handle on the magnitude of the chronic effects, the risk that might result from radiation exposure. And if you combine the two of these together, the experience from traumatic injuries plus a conservative estimate of the possible effect from radiation exposures that are occurring, you still come out below the average for traumatic injuries alone in Ontario.
Bob Wilson, thank you for coming on Energy Forum.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Bob Wilson, who is director of the Health and Safety Division for Ontario Hydro.